Jess.
Hi.
She gives to support Matteo, a ministry trainee at her church. Both use a stewardship account, so 25% gift aid is instantly added. Jess's giving goes further, and Matteo receives extra support. Then there's Frank.
Hello.
Stewardship helped him set up a fund to donate from his various assets. He supports Fatima, who started a charity with support from stewardship.
Stewardship. Give generously, gather faithfully, grow purposefully. Search Stewardship and see how we can help you. Stewardship is a charity registered with the Charity Commission for England and Wales and the Fundraising Regulator.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Yesterday, we were encouraged to reflect on our former Christian leaders and to remember the example that they've set. Much as we thank God for them, the fact is that their life and ministry came to an end. In our verse today, the writer to the Hebrews contrasts them with Jesus, whose ministry never comes to an end. This is undoubtedly the most famous verse in this great letter, and it's followed by the writer warning about being carried away by false teaching. Jesus is the one who we need to focus our attention on, knowing that he will never let us down. Every day gives us continual reminders of the temporary nature of our world. I travel about 35,000 miles by car every year, and I'm incredibly grateful for my faithful vehicle. But I'm continually reminded of the fact that it's just a temporary blessing. There is a continual process of replacement of tyres, brakes, lights, and fluids, to say nothing of the fuel. We live with the expectation that everything around us will soon need to be replaced. I love the story of Queen Elizabeth, the Queen Mother, who held on to the fridge that she bought in 1954 till the end of her life in 2002. Apparently, it's still working. That's a refreshing story, but only because it stands in such marked contrast to most of our purchases, which have a limited shelf life. In such a transient world, we all need to know what and who can be trusted, and it's simply Jesus. We look back to the fact that he died on the cross and opened up the way into God's presence for us. We praise him for his presence with us today in the power of his Spirit, knowing that he sits at the Father's right hand interceding for us. And we look forward with confidence to the day when he will return to this world, knowing that we will spend all eternity with him. Praise God. So let me ask you a question. In what way are you encouraged to know that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, we praise you that you never change, and that in Jesus we can place our complete trust in you. I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a really great day today.
Allow your faith to guide you. Grow purposefully with Stewardship. Proudly partnering Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards.